Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet, about to begin the sixth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, Nigmar Hadin. And now we're going to hear a description of, in this and subsequent parakim, of execution, how it take place, etc. So Nigmar Hadin, let's pick up from the end of the previous parak. If they had decided to convict, Motzino told us Saklo. So, as Rashi points out, we begin with Skila, which is the most serious of the deaths, as it were, and they would take him out. Beit Skila haya michutz leBeit Din. The Beit Skila, the place where Skila was done, was outside of the Beit Din. Shenemar, Hotzei et HaMekalel. One of the cases where we hear explicitly about Skila in Tanakh, and the first one is in Vayikra Chafdalad, when we hear about the Mekalel, the fellow who cursed God in the camp. And God said, take him out and stone him. But there was one person who would stand by the door of the Beit Din with kerchiefs. And someone was on horseback at the edge of his visual field. And you'll see why. If one person, after the fellow was convicted, said, I could argue to acquit him, the fellow would wave the handkerchief, and the horseman would go and stop the march to the execution. Even if a fellow said it about himself, he'd bring him back. They'd bring him back even 4 or 5 times, as long as his words have some substance to them. Okay. Now the Gemara immediately asks, it was only outside of the Beit Din. It was outside of all three camps in the desert, which means outside of the city of Yerushalayim. So in Kedekamar, you're right. V'hadik tani hachi, but why did it mention outside of Beit Din? Nafkamina di inafik Beit Din of Yativ chutz l'shalosh machanot. If the Beit Din of 23 would go and sit outside of the city, havdim Beit Haskila chutz l'Beit Din. The Beit Haskila still has to be outside of the Beit Din. Ki'echir lo mitchazi Beit Din rotzchin, so the Beit Din doesn't look like murderers. Inami ki'echir havi le'yu hatzala. So there should be a little bit of a gap, so that there would be room to be able to save him in case somebody then saw a schut. So there has to be some distance to walk between the Beit Din and the Beit Haskila. Okay, minhani mili, how do we know the Beit Haskila has to be outside? The Tana Rabbanan, Hotzei et HaMekalel mechutz l'machaneh, the Torah says take the Mekalel out. Chutz l'shalosh machanot means you're taking him out of the three camps. HaTomer chutz l'shalosh machanot away mechutz l'machaneh achat, maybe it just means outside of one camp, which means outside of the Machaneh Shechina. In the context of burning up the parim whose dam went inside the Beit the Mikdash, it says take them outside of the machaneh. Just like in that case, it's outside of the entire city or outside of all three camps. Similarly here, how do we know in the case of parim nisrafim it was outside of all three camps? The Tana Rabbanan. This is the par of a coin gadol shachata. Take the entire par outside of the machaneh. Chutz l'shalosh machanot. And we interpret that means outside of all three camps. Atomer chutz l'shalosh machanot when el chutz l'machaneh achat. Same question. Kshu omer el michutz l'machaneh befar ha'eda in the next one, which is when the eda sinned. It says michutz l'machaneh. Shalom b'shari kvar ne'amar v'sarafot ha'kasher sarafot ha'par rishon. It already said, burn it like you did the earlier one, which is the par of the coin gadol. So, l'tein l'machaneh shniyah. It's there to tell you it's outside of a second camp. Uchshomer el michutz l'machaneh, when it says outside of the camp, padesh, and that's outside of the entire three camps where they leave the ashes. Shantamun lomar, sharikvar ne'amar, al shefa chadesh nisaref. Alright, that the trumata, that it's burnt where the deshen is burnt. L'tein l'machaneh shlishit, to put it outside of three camps. So Parim HaNisrafim, because it's mentioned twice, and with the extra mention, we see that it's burned outside of all three camps. And so El Michutz LaMachaneh, and here the HaMekalel El Michutz LaMachaneh, all three camps. But wait a second, we have another case where the Torah talks about doing something Michutz LaMachaneh, and it's only outside of one camp, and that's Shchut Echutz. If somebody tries to bring a korban outside of one camp, that's already shchut echutz, and he's already chayiv. So mistam parmeni sofim havi lemela. If it's more analogous to it's more appropriate to compare skila to parmen israfim because shekain hutzal michutz lemachaneh. It says take it outside of the machaneh and machshir. It's done properly. Umechaper. There's a kapara involved both in parmen israfim. Obviously, that's why it's brought and in skila as opposed to shchut echutz, which is a sin and which is not machaper or anything. The opposite, we should take it from Shchut Echutz, Shekain Adam, in both cases, it's a person who's going to die, a person who's dying, who's doing the thing, and a Chote, there's a sin involved, and B'Neshama, there's a death here, either of the animal that's being shechted or the person, and Pigul. So the answer, there is no Pigul involved in these ones. No Machshir, Machshir Adiflay, but nonetheless, the fact that both of them are the proper mitzvah. The proper mitzvah is to burn the par outside. The proper mitzvah is to be sokal outside as opposed to shchut echutz, which is the wrong thing. So it's a better comparison. Now, Rav Papa and Rav Ashi say you don't need these psukim. We'll see. Moshe Haviyati. Moshe was, where was he? The Machne Leviyah. He was in the Machne Leviyah, which is the second camp. V'amar le'rachmon, and the Torah said, Hotzei etam kalel v'chutz l'machaneh. God told him to take the makalel outside of the machane, which means chutz l'machne Leviyah. That's Machane Yisrael. And then it says, Vayotzir, Tzvakal, Chutz Machaneh. And then when it describes what they did, it said they took the Makalel outside of the Machaneh, Chutz Machaneh Yisrael. That's the next camp. So, Haim Ba'ilil Asiyah. Wait, you need that pasuk just to describe and say they did what they were supposed to. The answer is Asiyah Behed Yektiva. It says, Vnei Yisrael Asu, Kasher Tzivah Adonai Moshe. They did what Hashem told Moshe. So, Ela Miyata Vigmunoto, so, the answer is, so we don't need except to add another camp. So, what are you going to do with the fact that it says they stoned him with stones? They pelted him with stones. That was also extra. The answer is, the Chetanyas, we'll see in a couple of podcasts, meaning they stone him without his clothes on. That's oto. Evan, why Evan? She'im meit be'evan achat, yitzah. If all you use is one rock, you're still yotze. All you need is Evan. V'itzarech l'michtav Evan. Now, parenthetically, we'd say, v'itzarech l'michtav Evan, v'itzarech l'michtav Avanim. You had to say, ragmoto ba'avanim, and ragmoto Evan. Why Evan, why Avanim? V'itzarech l'achmana Evan, avimein ha'echad lo meit be'achada, v'itzarech l'michtav v'umiktale. If it only said Evan, I would think that if he doesn't die with one rock, that's it. Therefore, the Torah said avanim. Because Rachman avanim, if the Torah only said avanim, avmena meikara neti tarti. Originally, I start with two. Rachman Evan, the Torah said Evan, you start with one. If it doesn't kill him, I bring another. Vahaitan namar kamar. But the problem is that our gzerah shava that we had before of elmichutz lamachaneh, he said namar kan v'namar sham. So, Rav Papa, why are you providing this alternate explanation? We have a gzerah shava. The answer is ilulu namar kamar. What he meant was, had it not said this piece that Rav Papa just said, I'd still have the Gzerah Shava. V'achi kamar, ilu lo nemar kra, hayiti omer Gzerah Shava. Shash nemar kra, Gzerah Shava lo tzarich. I don't need the Gzerah Shava because I've got this development. Rav Ashi says something similar to Rav Papa. He says as follows. Moshe hechav yativ machna levia. Okay, Moshe is in machna levia. Mother Rachman otzet makala. Hashem said, take him out. Chutz to machna levia. And then elmi chutz to machana. The second half of that phrase is chutz to machana Yisrael. So as he builds it all on one phrase, and Vayotziyot Makalel Lasiya, the second pasuk where it says they took him out, that's just describing what they did. The answer we gave for our papa now becomes a challenge, which is we already have a description that they did exactly what they were told in the second half of that pasuk. The answer is Ahumi Bayalei Chad the Smicha v'Chad the Dchia. That's to tell me that they did exactly what Hashem said. Even the thing that's not explicit, which is they put their head, the Eidim put their hands on the head of the Makalel, and they pushed him off, which is Torah Shebaal Peh interpretation, as we'll see in a couple of podcasts, about the pushing him off, as Skila being something, pushing him off this sort of cliff. So they said, okay, so now what do you do with the Hotzil Mechutz Lamachaneh, with this part in Yisraf, and Kasher Saf Prasaf the Pari Shon, what do you do with all that? The one who had the Gzera Shava needed all of those. The answer is Kasha. You're right, that's difficult. Okay, we said Echad Omed. There's a guy standing there with the kerchiefs. Amar Rav Huna, Pshitali, Echad Evan Shini Skalba, Echad Eit Shinit Labo, Echad Saif Shinerakbo, Echad Sudar Shinachakbo. Whatever tool is used for execution, Kulam Mishal Tzibur, the public has to pay for those. We don't tell the guy, Zil Velete Velikto Nafshe, here, you buy something, we're going to heal you with it. That we don't say. So, Boy Ravuna, Sudar Shemanifin Bo, Vesus Sharatsu Amidan Mishal Mihu. But who pays for the kerchiefs that are there to maybe save him, and the horse and the rider that might save him? Kevan Dat Sala Dide Midide, who, since it's saving him, he should pay for it. Odilma Kevan De Vedina Machayvin Lemeavid Bahat Sala, since the Beitin is Chayiv. To see what it can do to save him, he did who? They have to pay for it. But two, they meaning the community. But two, Hadam Ravchia Barav Ashim Ravchista, Hayatzele Areg Mashkino Tokoret Shal Levona Bechos Shal Yayin. Somebody who's about to be killed would have a little bit of Levona put into a cup of wine, and they drink it, Kadesh Taref Tato, so that he'll get tired and woozy, and it won't hurt him as much. Shemar Tnu Shechar Lo Oved V'Yayin L'Marei Nefesh, an explicit pasuk in Mishlei. Give wine to somebody who's lost, as it were, is going to die in this case. There were wonderful women in Yerushalayim who, in such a case that would happen, they would volunteer and offer these as a gift. So, but if they didn't offer it, who would pay for it? So, that's certainly the tzibur. It says, give. They have to provide it. Okay, boy may now Rav Acha Bar Huna Rav Sheshet. Amracham na talmidim yeshalom lemarav zchut v'nishtatek. We have in the Mishnah the mention of somebody who says I could argue for his acquittal. We immediately send the horse after, etc. What happens if one of the students says I could argue for his acquittal and then he gets mute? Mahu menafeach Rav Sheshet b'diyader. Rav Sheshet blew in his hands. He like blew this off as if like this is a silly question. Nishtatek. Maybe there's some guy in Japan who knows a schut. So the answer is no. Hatam lo kamar, hacha kamar. We didn't hear about anybody somewhere else. But this guy said I could do a schut, and he couldn't talk anymore. My. So let's see. Toshman of Yosef Chanina, they're arguing that that's not such a silly question. If one of the Talmidim said an argument for schut and then died, we count him as if he's still alive. Zikayin lo zikalo. That's only if he argued for schut, not if he said I could argue. It's only if he gave the argument. So zika pshitali. The answer is I know for sure that if the guy argued and gave a successful argument, that we count him as still there, even if he's dead. Amarti barilach. But my question is, if he just said I could argue for schut and then couldn't talk anymore, the question is, do we count him? So that was the question. It was never solved. Afiluhu, and then we said, even the guy himself can argue. Afilu parmishana ushniya, we bring him back, but only if there's substance to his words. Even the first couple times? The first time or second time that he says, I can argue a schut, we bring him back, even if his arguments have no substance. From then on, after the second time, there has to be substance. So therefore, our Mishnah must be talking about after the second time, when it said that there's substance. So, how do we know there's substance to his argument? We send two scholars with him, and on the way he says, I can argue, and they make him make the argument on the spot. And if not, they don't bring him back. Why don't we send him with two scholars at the first time? The answer is, I'll give the bite, lo matzi amar kol ma'idi idlei. He's so scared the first couple of times that he's not going to be able to say what it is, so we bring him back even though he doesn't have any substance. But after that, he's already gotten used to it. Now, if he doesn't have any substance, we don't bring him back and we check him out there. Okay, the next half of Mishnah Aleph is matzulo schut pataruhu. If we find a schut, then he's free. Vim lav yitzei lisakel. Then he goes out for skila. Uchruz yotzei lefonav. There's a herald comes in front of him and says, he comes and announces, this guy is going to have skila because he did the savera. These are his witnesses. Anybody who can argue, come quickly and argue for schut. We give him another chance. He not only has to say, this guy did an avera, this kind of avera, and these are his 80, but he has to say it was on this day in this place. This day, this hour, in this place. Maybe somebody there, if they hear, oh, these two guys say they were there on this day, they were with us somewhere else, we could be mazim them. Now, chruzot say lefanav. Lefanav in me karalo. We say the herald only goes out in front of him, but not before this. In other words, We don't send a herald before we're about to take him out to Mita. So now is the very famous piece that I'm sure everybody has heard of, which was censored by the Vatican, but we're certainly not going to allow them to determine what we're going to study. We have this breita, which is a very bizarre breita, but it's brought as a challenge to the idea that the cruise only comes out when somebody is about to be killed. Vatanya Mera Pesach Tla'uli Yeshua Notzri. That Yeshu was killed, was executed on Erev Pesach. V'hakruz yaseh lefanav arbaim yom. For 40 days before he was executed, the herald went out with the announcement, Yeshu anotzri yoseh lisakel, he's going to be stoned. Al shekishet v'heisit v'ediach Yisrael, because he did magic and wizardry, and because he tried to seduce Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah. Kol mish yodeh lo schut yavov yilamer alav. Anybody could argue for his schut should come and do so. V'lo matzu lo schut, nobody could argue for his schut, Utla'u Bera Pesach, and he ended up being killed on Erev Pesach. So we say, Amar Ula Batisra, Yeshu Anotzi Bar Hafuche Schutu? Wait a second, since when is Yeshu somebody who we should try to find a schut for anyways? Mesitu, after all, he is a seducer to Avodah Zarah. Chon Amar Lo Tachmo V'Tachaselav, as we've seen several times. Mesit has all sorts of exceptions to the rules, and we don't do anything to help him out. Elashani Yeshu, the Karv L'Malchut Habe. He was Karv L'Malchut, and whether that means we had to play nice to them, or we had to be above any appearances of an unfair trial, whatever it may mean. Therefore, there was an exception made, which would also explain the 40 days of the cruise. Now, the 40 days of the cruise itself is a very difficult concept, because we already saw in the previous parak, that in two parakim ago, that there is a notion of inui hadin. The minute somebody is sentenced to die, we kill them right away. We don't even wait overnight. Here, there's a 40-day wait. The second thing is that Yeshu ben Karv l'malchut, what does that mean? That's a very difficult notion. But what is primarily difficult about this bright, of course, is that it gives credit, as it were, to the Sanhedrin for being the ones who executed Yeshu, which is, of course, a very troubling thing and very difficult, and the difficulties are so large we're not going to go any further with them. However, the next piece of the sugya is also difficult in that we have no way of identifying who nearly any of the characters are here. Tanu Rabbanan, Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Lo LeYeshua Notzri. Now, whether this is meant as a way of countering the idea that Yeshu had 12 disciples, which, of course, in Christian thought became very important as, like, representative of the 12 tribes and the New Israel, etc., and had Chamisha Talmidim, or whether it just follows the very typical rabbinic pattern of Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Lo the blank, which you find in Pirkei Avot as an example, even though the people had many, many more students. There's five prime students that they're surrounded by, unclear. But he had five disciples, Matai, which I guess would be Matthew, Nakai, Netzer, Buni, V'Toda. Nakai, maybe Luke, although Luke wasn't really a disciple at all, and he didn't meet Jesus. Toda, could be Theodore, possibly, we don't know who these people are. Achula Matai, so the Beit Din brought Matai to be executed. Amarlahu Matai Yareg, he said, should Matthew die? Haktim Matai Avove, right? Pnei Elohim. Matai will come, I'm playing on the words, and see God. Amarlohim, Matai Yareg, yes, Matai dies. Dichtim Matai Amut V'Avad Shmo, Matai will die, and his name will be destroyed. This is, of course, a play on words, and all five of these are ways of taking the psukim that they're arguing should preserve them and using another pasuk. And this, by the way, becomes a model for a later Jewish-Christian polemic in both sides teasing with psukim. Ajula nakai. Amar lohu nakai yareg. Aktiv nakit tzadik al taro. You can't kill a naki. Amar lohu in nakai yareg. Aktiv mistvarim yaharog naki. A naki is killed. Again, an innocent one is killed in secret places. Ajula netzar. Amar netzar yareg. Aktiv netzar ashar shav yifred. In the context of Mashiach, it says, a shoot will come out from his netzer, from his roots. Amr lo in netzer yareg d'chtiv yata shlachta mikivrecha kenetzer nitav. You were sent out from your grave like a disgusting shoot. Achu levuni amar buni yareg d'chtiv bni b'chori Yisrael. Amr lo in buni yareg d'chtiv in achi yareg pincha b'chorecha. Which, of course, both those are in the context of makat b'chorot or nisiat mitzrayim. Achu le toda, the Gibra toda, Amar toda yareg, Aktiv mizmor le toda. Amru lo in, toda yareg, Dechtiv zovech toda yichabdanani. He who slaughters toda honors me. Again, that means a korban toda, but play on words. And this is the part now, post the censorship, but you can understand that reading the Gemara without the censored piece, or the censorship active, this next piece makes no sense, it has no context. If somebody slaughters his own Yetzirah and then does confession, it's like he honored God in two worlds. You bring an Ola, you have the reward of an Ola. Mincha schar mincha biyado. But somebody who is humble, it's as if he brought all the korbanot. Shenemar, zivchei Elohim ruach nishbara. The offerings to God were now equating to a broken spirit. Lord El Shin Tfilah Tony Masan, and his tefillah is not rejected. Shenemar, leiv nishbar v'nin keluim lo tivzeh. In that same parak, that's the famous parak of David's request for begging for atonement after the Maaseh of Batsheva. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast when we hear more about the details of Skila. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.